This episode is special for so many reasons. It is April of 2020, and I don't know about you, but I'm guessing you haven't spent this much quality time with your teenagers since maybe before kindergarten. Same for me. Over the last 6+ weeks, because I've lost count by now, I've spent more time with my mother than I have since we took that 14-day road trip to Portland, Oregon in 2016. But before that, it was probably pre-K. In this episode, which originally aired on Facebook Live, my mom opens up about being a single mom of three, making time to write encouraging love notes to me through my teenage and young adult years, while trying to figure out how to get me into USC, my dream school. All at a time when her life was in turmoil. Today, you'll hear from my mom, my Shiro. We open up, and she did make me read some of those love notes that she wrote to me, including the one on prom night. Mom will share with you why she wrote them and what she felt when she sent me off to college, when she felt most vulnerable and fragile. At 17, my mom could have asked me to stay home to help her with family expenses and responsibilities to ease her life's challenges. She didn't. Somehow she knew she needed to send me off and support my dreams. If you are a parent, a single parent, a struggling parent, a worried parent, especially in the midst of this global pandemic, you need to listen today. Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Dr. Cynthia Colon, author of the book Tips, Tales, and Truths for Teens. Welcome to Destination University, where we explore extraordinary people who lived ordinary childhoods and found a pathway to college. If you are a parent of a college-bound teen or a champion of one, you are exactly where you're supposed to be. This is episode 59. Today's lesson: not even a global pandemic can stop a parent's dream for their child.
There is no guarantee for success, but there are ways to get closer to it when you do the right things. Who you surround yourself with is just as important as what you do. Finding the right people, the right classes, the right activities, and taking the right tests are all decisions that shape your future. Find out more today on Destination University with Dr. Cynthia Colon. Dr. Colon and her guests will give you the tips you need, whether you're a student, parent, or educator. Now, here is your host, Dr. Cynthia Colon.
Here we go. Okay, so I believe we are now live. I know.
Don't say that. It makes me nervous.
Okay. This is happening right now. Mom, how are you feeling today?
I was feeling okay till you said we were live.
Yeah, well, we're live now. See that little thing? It says we're live. We're live on Facebook.
Oh, hi. Good morning, live.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so we're here today to talk about love and sharing love as a mom, as a parent. And I found these cards, and I have kept them. There's even more letters from mom. And so we'll share some of these. But, you know, it's a crazy time right now with this COVID-19 and just all this stuff. So I feel like it's now more than ever a good time to share love with your teen. And you were so good at giving me letters even when I was in high school. But tell everybody a little bit about what was going on in your life when I was in high school, junior year, senior year.
No, I don't like to talk about that. I wasn't the happiest time. I was going through a divorce. I mean, you know, bad marriage, wasn't bad all the way. But anyway, I was going through a divorce and very difficult times. And Sin was always a cheerleader. She was always happy, always cheer, cheer, cheer. But unfortunately, by the time she graduated, it was, like I said, the divorce was finally final and things were tight and tough. And, you know, I was on my own with little munchkins. So not easy, but
even though your life was not perfect and not always happy, you were, I mean, I found letters. When I ran for ASB president, you wrote me a letter saying, it was this one, saying, good luck on your speech, call me when it's done. So where would you find these cards? Like, when did you have time for this?
Well, you know, I think sometimes we forget things that weren't real happy. So until Sin mentioned it yesterday about these letters, I kind of had forgotten about them, but then she reminded me. And I think because I was going through such a difficult time, and I don't remember ever getting encouragement from anybody. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, there was nobody there for me. And I would always say, you know, when my kids grow up, they're women like me, they're going to have issues. So I feel like at that time I was going through a bad time, and I wanted to share that with you and make sure that it was okay that we had feelings, because no one ever told me it was okay to feel bad or to feel sad or to feel lonely because your kids left. It was like, so I was going through a turmoil, and I think sometimes it's helpful because it helped me to be able to share my feelings with you, and hoping that you wouldn't be as sad as I was, because I was going through a very sad time. And I think sometimes we try to keep, you know, things from our kids so they don't feel bad, or, you know, so for whatever reasons we want to shield them. But I think at some point, you know, you need to share and say it's okay to feel like this, and, you know, we can share feelings. And I always just wanted to make sure that you were okay, and to just always encourage you to keep on trying and to keep on going. And
well, you did.
And, you know, don't
look at
stop.
This card. So this card, by the way, is from 1989 or 88, somewhere around there. You can be whatever you want to be. There is inside you all the potential to be whatever you want to be, all the energy to do whatever you want to do. And it goes on. And if you're familiar with these cards, she would pick them up at the car wash, the local car wash.
Yes, when I saw them, I'm like, oh, okay, I remember this car wash had really awesome cards.
And then each card came with like its own personal letter. She would write like with her handwriting a letter. And this one says, just want to wish you all the luck in your speech today. I'm getting choked up just thinking about it. Give it all you got. You know, you're going to make it because you're such a positive person. Blah, blah, blah. She goes on, I love you and I'm very proud of you. Call me when it's over. Love, Mom. It just gets me so choked up.
I know. When I saw them too, I'm like, wow, I had forgotten those times. But it's just important to share, you know, what you feel, what's going on. And, you know, so when your kids are going through the same thing, they know that it's okay. And not only that it's okay, but it's going to be all right. Just like we're going through some horrible times, very trying, testing times for all of us.
Right.
You know, and I know for a lot of seniors and a lot of graduates, not just, you know, high school seniors, but a lot of graduates, you know, are missing out and missed out on probably the happiest time of your life. I mean, there's certain milestones in your life. Graduation is one, marriage another, divorce, you know. There's milestones in your life that just can't be replaced, you know.
And so this is a hard time for a lot of people, but everybody has hard times in their life. That's even more personal. And you're sharing that you were going through divorce, and actually it was finalized when I was a freshman in college. The divorce was final. And then shortly after, my mom was working for a Security Pacific National Bank. If anyone knows, remembers that bank with the big S. And it merged with Bank of America. And so so what happened?
Yes. Again, like now we're having, you know, a lot of financial problems. And back in the day, all the banks were going under, and different banks were buying each other. So of course, Bank of America bought Security Bank. And so I had been with the bank for 26, going on 27 years. And when B of A bought us out, they basically got rid of, you know, management. And after 26 years, I was out of a job. So out of a job.
Now,
horrible marriage and three little munchkins looking like, okay, now what?
Yeah, there are three of us, three girls. Now, So one of the things that as an adult I sort of came to understand or came to appreciate was that, you know, my mom was a single mom of three daughters, just sort of getting out from under her, you know, and she could have asked me to stay living at home and commute to college. She could have asked me to take a year off and go later. And so I love what you've said before, that sort of your philosophy is that college is an insurance policy for life. So share a little about that.
Yes. You know, people say, well, not everybody needs to go to college. Well, you know, I've made it. I haven't gone to college. I never said college is a guarantee for anything. It doesn't guarantee you, you know, the perfect job, doesn't guarantee you anything. But it definitely is like an insurance policy, you know, an insurance for life. Like, nobody can take that education from you. And needless to say, you know, the higher your education you have, the better the job you have. So it's just an insurance policy for life that you have with you. And no one can ever take it from you. So no matter what happens to you in life, because you don't know, get the divorce, a death in the family, or, you know.
Yeah.
And what you said is, yes, I could have. I mean, my life was a disaster. And you know, you could have stayed home and helped support us and, you know, do what a lot of families do and say, hey, you know what? You don't need to go to college. You can find a job. But that's what happened to me growing up. Nobody encouraged me to go to school. Nobody ever encouraged my dreams. Nobody ever said, yeah, that's great. You know, I had dreams, but nobody ever said it was okay to have them and go for them. And it's not fair. It's not fair. It wasn't fair for me to impose my life situation and my life choices on you, because you are now an adult and it's your life. It's your time to bloom and make your choices and mistakes, whatever.
I've made plenty of mistakes.
And no, you know, I had to figure it out. You have to figure it out. It's the biggest thing you've learned anything from me is you figure it out.
Now, let's back up a second and just tell, I mean, I know maybe some people have heard the story, but you didn't go to college. You weren't encouraged to go to college by your mom. You were admitted to college, to a four-year institution, and your mom didn't encourage you. So your whole thing was talking to your daughters about when you go to college, not if you go to college. But when the time really came, I was worried about money and they were going through divorce. So I thought, well, I'll just go to the local, you know, college. And I had shied away from my dream of going to USC. And I think I finally shared that with my mom and she was like, oh no, oh no, no, you didn't. So tell the story about this Mr. Vargas and how we came to know him.
Well, as Sin said, I came from a very large family, and, you know, my mom was a great mom. She taught us very good values and, you know, very positive things that made me successful and know how to figure it out. But she was never one to encourage you to go to school. As a matter of fact, when I would talk about going to school, she'd say, you don't need to go to school. All you're going to do is get married and have a bunch of kids. And I'm like, oh, I guess that's what people do. So, you know, you plant a seed in a kid's head. And, you know, instead of saying, hey, yeah, that's great. You want to be an airline stewardess? Hey, you know. But I never had that.
Dile in Spanish. Say how she used to say it to you in Spanish.
No, para que vas a ir al colegio. No vas a casar y tener raza. I'm like, oh, all righty then. So, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, I'm sure she didn't mean any harm by it, but it's engraved in your head instead of going for your dreams. And needless to say, I did go to airline stewardess training, and that was about it, because, yes, I did get married and have a bunch of raza. So she was right. I got married, and it wasn't a very, you know, successful marriage. So I had three daughters, beautiful daughters. And so I was determined that, no, I'm going to teach them that it's important, you know, to go to school. Not just because you're a woman, you're going to, you know, just sit back and have children and die. No. Sorry, I mean, you know, You could have a life. You could have a dream. You can do anything you want to do. And so when my kids, you know, were little, it wasn't like, if you go to college, you know, No, it was always that, when you go to college,
when you go,
this is happening.
It was an expectation.
It was just part of life.
I never even thought that it wasn't.
It's like vacuuming. It's a given.
It's like vacuuming.
Cleaning house is going to happen. No question.
She still is vacuuming.
So
when did you meet Mr. Vargas, or how did you know that you needed help to help your daughter get into college? How did you know that?
Well, because I worked at Security Bank, and so I had a lot of influential friends and people, and I'd go to a lot of Kiwanis meeting back in the day.
Kiwanis, anyway, like Rotary and stuff
Like
that.
Yeah, the Rotary. Yeah. And so you meet a lot of people. So the whole thing about this is you're supposed to talk, which wasn't a problem for me then. And so you chit-chat to everybody around you. And one time that we were at a meeting, I met this gentleman, his name is Mr. Vargas. And he sat at the table and he just said, you know, he worked at USC and da-da-da. He told me what he did. We shared information. I told him I had a daughter. She was going to go to school soon, to college soon, because you were like junior, senior, whatever. And he said, okay, when you're ready, give me a call. Here's my card. I'm like, oh. So I liked the gentleman and everything. He was married, so I didn't really flirt with him. But he was a very just, nice gentleman, had a lot of information about school, was very positive that, you know, my daughter would be able to go there. So as time went on, I just kept that little card in my pocket. And then, you know, when Sin got older and she started talking about school and stuff, and
specifically about USC.
Specifically about USC. And I mean, I think I had forgotten about it all. And then.
So you called him and we went.
Yes, called him, made an appointment.
Yeah.
And I cried all the way up there.
Do you remember anything that he shared with you? Like in that meeting, it was just three of us. And he was, I remember vaguely him explaining to me what an application was and what I had to do and how to fill it out, even like literally. I mean, we didn't know anything. So do you remember that meeting at all?
I do vaguely, but again, I just remember he gave us, you know, a lot of information for my little brain. And basically I just knew we had to just fill it out, whatever, just answer the question. Yes, no, maybe so. Yes. And so whatever paperwork he said we had to do, it was like, we'll figure it out.
He told you about financial aid and what to do. And I remember that financial aid stuff being like,
yes,
so
and that freaked me out
paper.
Because when he showed me the bottom dollar, I'm like, okay, never mind.
Never mind.
You're going to college.
We're done.
But, you know, he was very, very, very breath of fresh air. And he just was very encouraging, and I don't want to say guaranteed, but pretty much guaranteed, said, no, your daughter's going here. And so we just,
I cried.
I just cried.
I came and I shared with him my resume. You know, like I told him sort of what my GPA was, and I was very involved in school. So he was very encouraging. I mean, he wasn't the admissions office, but, you know, he was very encouraging. Okay, so let's fast forward to, I don't know, probably March or April of my senior year. I called you and I said, the letter came. Do you remember that? Don't cry, Mom. Don't cry. Okay, so tell them what happened.
No, you tell them what happened.
Okay, so I just remember this is when letters came in the mail, sort of, you know, big envelopes, like actual mail. I waited to open it until I got you on the phone or something. And I called you at work. She's working at the bank, and I started to read the letter, and, you know, said, congratulations, you know, like, welcome to the class of 1994. Anyway, whatever. And so you started screaming at the bank, and I was screaming in the house, and we were like running around or whatever. I don't know what was going on at the house. I mean, yeah. at your work.
Yeah. My job was always used to be me screaming every time something happened. And it's like they didn't know it was a scream of happy, a scream of something happened to one of the girls or what. But yes, it was very touching, and it was. it just goes to show you, it doesn't matter who you are, where you come from. It doesn't matter if your mom never went to college, or matter of fact, didn't even speak English when I first started school. So, I mean, who would ever thought that, you know, me, this little girl that lived in Compton and went to elementary school and sat in the back row because I didn't speak English, so they just make you color all day. Todo el día colorando, colorando, you know. So you never give up. You never give up, and you encourage your kids, and you tell them they could do whatever they want, and just encourage them that you're behind them 100%, no matter what they do. I mean, even if they don't go to college and they want to be whatever they want to be, a hairdresser, they want to be a rapper, whatever. Whatever they want to do, as long as they are the best at it, always encourage them and tell them you love them. And if that's what you want to do, I'm behind you. But never say no or never be discouraged due to lack of funds or lack of ability to know who to go to or resources. Because wherever you are, you never know who's standing next to you, 6 feet apart, behind you. You know, I mean, you're always waiting in line. So if you just chit-chat, say, hi, my name is Lydia, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm a hairdresser if you ever need your hair done. Like, oh, then they give you your card, say, oh, I'm the governor. If you ever need something from me.
She's always networking, which is probably where I get it from. But, you know, you and I were watching that show last night, the episode called The Color of COVID. And there are high rates, mortality rates in the communities of color. And they were talking a little bit, Shaquille O'Neal, I remember him specifically saying, you know, at the end of the day, this is about education. This is more than ever, do we need to really emphasize as much education in our communities, because that changes, you know, the trajectory of, you know, what you know about health and how to be, you know, a healthy person inside and out, mentally, spiritually, physically, people with that have, you know, other issues, health issues, are dying at a higher rate. So I believe in college. I believe in going to college, but I also know that it's not for everybody. But I feel like now more than ever, there's this education gap that we have to find a way to close. And I think you're right that the parents, no matter their situation, I think your message is to encourage your kids to go as far as they can with education.
Yes, and don't be embarrassed that you don't speak the language or you don't understand it completely or, you know, you can't write it. There are so many resources today, way, way more than back when I was a kid. That wasn't too long ago. But there's so many resources for everything and anything. Like you say, we have to be more educated in terms of health and everything for everybody. But just ask. Just ask. And now you even have the computer. You can even say, where do I go to get help on applications? Or how do I fill out this application? And you can say it in any language. I mean, I'm no expert on this. Believe me, I went back to school when I was 58 years old, didn't know how to turn on a computer. But I do know that now I could go over here in that little search box and says, hola, how can I find applications for college? And then they tell you.
Yeah, they tell you. They tell you you can find anything. You can find anything. Now, and I have a parent academy. I have a number of things that basically all the things that Mr. Vargas told you and told me, I have like in a course that anyone can take. A parent can take their parent academy, and then there's, you know, one for every age. So, okay, let's read one of these. Okay, so here's, I know that obviously if you're a senior, you know, you're not getting to have prom. And this is something I feel for everybody, because everybody in America has two things in common. Most everybody has experienced prom and high school graduation, if nothing else that we have in common. So this is what my mom gave to me on prom night.
Yes, it's dedicated to all those seniors that did not go to prom. But it's not the end of the world, believe me. It feels like it. But one day you look back and say, I'm glad I was
safe and
healthy and was with my family, and I could sneak out another day.
I did see on TV a dad and a mom put together a prom for their daughter, and you know, she got dressed up and made up and wore her dress, and her dad was her date. So I don't know how she feels about that, but it was something.
Not the same.
Not the same. Okay, so it says, God bless you on your graduation, and then she writes in prom and prom night. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. This is the inside. Okay, so I want to strongly encourage you to get a card or a letter sometime this week and write with your own handwriting. Write with your own handwriting, because I just love, this is my favorite part. I mean, this, the card is lovely. It says, baby.
Because one day you may not be able to write.
Yeah, yeah, like my mom. So, send, as you can say, I yell, scream, preach, and explain myself over and over. I'm reading this for the first time again. And end up letting you do what you want. Enjoy yourself tonight, all night long. Prom comes only once. And then she goes on and you know, says, be smart.
Read the whole thing.
I don't know. What if it's personal? Prom comes on. Enjoy every moment of it. Baby, I hope you've listened to all of my yelling and preaching and heard what I've said. And you may not like it nor understand it, but one day we'll be around to have brunch with your daughter. Something
with okay. Your daughter.
With your
and
daughter.
Maybe then you will thank me
and cry, and I'll always be here for you. That you can bet on. Have fun, be smart, and there's a time for everything. Take your time. See you tomorrow. Love, Mom. What? And she like packed my little overnight bag and stuff, and we were going out with a bunch of friends and stuff. Okay, so that was prom night. So then, in my junior year, at the end of my junior year, she gave me this, and I had been admitted to this program for Pepperdine. So this is the inside again, some writing, handwriting. And so it says, send congratulations on the opportunity to attend the summer at Pepperdine. I'm proud of you, Sen, and I admire you in many ways and have the best years. And you have the best years of your life ahead of you. And as the card says, any decision you make for yourself will be right. Please continue to achieve your goals in life. There is nothing you can't do. And it goes on. Oh, I didn't see this part. You're well on your way to be the very top. I pray that God will continue to guide you and keep you in good health. And it goes on. So I love you so much, Mom. So I had been admitted to this program. It was for leaders.
It's a beautiful campus.
Yeah, it's a beautiful campus. So we went. And I remember Dad driving me there in the little convertible car. Okay. Then, let's see, what is this one? When I turned 18. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Okay. So it says, I'm so excited for you.
That means I would have been 38.
Yes. I'm so excited for you. You're in college, not just college, but USC. I see the look in your eye when you talk about school. The excitement, the challenge, the determination that you speak with. I love it. And I just have one thing to say. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. You said it twice. Standing for what you believe in. You've got spirit, so don't lose it. Confidence, use it. Know that it is through God that we are able to know that we will succeed as long as we are determined to take the challenge with stride. And believe in prayer. These are the best years of your life, a time to grow, learn, experience, and be independent. But above all, use your judgment. You make me smile. Feliz cumpleaños, happy birthday, 18th birthday. So that was my freshman year in college, but my first birthday away from home. And as we said, Mom was going through her own troubles and finalizing the divorce, and yet she was still there to encourage me to keep going. So there you go. Oh my gosh. Okay, so... Do you remember USC graduation? It'd been years, and Dad was remarried, and I was super nervous about graduation. I thought you guys were going to act crazy But you guys were perfectly fine, and it made for a really much better 4 years later. Do you remember USC graduation? Yeah. Why are you crying?
Because I hated that he was there.
Oh God! Don't say that.
My word.
But I was okay with it after you got to pray yourself through things. Yeah, I remember, and he was there with his new wife and everything. It was still very stressful.
It was the beginning of a new chapter for everybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It was just kind of new to see, you know. But no, it was stressful, but it was a very happy evening. And I was very, very excited that, you know, you graduated from college and you did all the things that I only thought of doing. So that makes me very proud.
Okay. So what would you say, what's the advice that you would give to a parent out there who doesn't know how to help their kid get into college?
First of all, it starts from way in the beginning.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if they don't want to go to, if they don't know they want to go to school now, you can't just all of a sudden decide, oh, by the way, I think you should go to college. I think that it begins from, you know, when you first start talking to them, when you start telling them about things and you say, you know, when you go to college. And so by the time they get there, you've already spoken about it.
It's in their head.
Like you're going on a camping trip. You know, when we go camping, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. So as the time gets closer, they already in their head envision what it's going to be like to go camping. And so they may not have all the resources that they're going to need when they camp or what they're going to do while they're camping, but they know they're going to be there. And like I said, ask questions, go to the counselor. You know, the counselor gives you more referrals. You just have to stand behind your child and, you know, believe in them and encourage them to believe in themselves no matter how your life goes, because your life is your life. And no matter what happens, you stand by them and you let them know early on in life. And money, I shouldn't say isn't a problem, but it should not be the obstacle that keeps you from encouraging your child from going to school.
Right.
Because if they really want it and they are a good student and they apply themselves to do have good grades, there's a lot of financial aid out there that you may not know of that will, you know, help you out in terms of financial aid.
And now, they can listen to my podcast. There's a lot of information there.
Yes.
For every, you know, every week, there's over 50 episodes now, so there's a lot of information there. And you can go to my website. There's a lot of free information there as well, including courses that you can take as well. But tell them what they should do this week. This week, what should they do?
Oh. I think that after reading the letters, I think you would both agree. Not only is it nice, you know, for Sin to look at them and, you know, reread them, but it's also nice for me to read them and, you know, remind you where you were to appreciate where you're at, because that was then and a lot of things were happening. We never knew that we'd be where we are today. Thank God. So I think that you should always encourage your child to do the best, but I think you should also take the time to write it. And it doesn't have to be in a card. As you saw, I had cards and I still would write a letter in it. It doesn't have to be in a card. It could just be, just write, you know, a letter to them. If, you know, they missed their prom or their graduation, write them a letter about how you know, you feel, how proud you are, and, you know, what's transpired and why you didn't have prom or graduation and stuff. And how many years later, Sin?
Yeah.
Too many years later. You know, you go back and you read it and you appreciate it and you're like, wow, and I was so bummed out that I didn't go to prom, I didn't go to this. And it's just beautiful words that you forget how you feel. You can't write what you feel next week about what you felt today. You could remember, You could have, I can't even remember from Monday to next, but you need to write and express to your children, to your teenagers, to your kids. Every day, it doesn't have to be their birthday or Christmas or any celebration.
Right.
It could just be, you know, because they threw out the trash today. I'm really proud of you.
I mean, there's plenty of a reason to write right now. We're all home. We're all together. And we're having this mandatory fun and stay at home. And spring break is, you know, in the backyard. That's the biggest trip you take every night, every day. But you're having feelings and you're seeing your teen go through. I mean, believe me. Yes, there are bigger issues in the world, health issues in the world. But to them, as
it's
a teenager,
the end of the world.
It's the end of their world. I mean, their identity is wrapped up in their group of friends, that what they were in school, that they were an actor, an actress, an athlete who's missing their season. They were the student body president. They were the junior class president. They were supposed to plan prom. Their identity is wrapped up in who they are and who they were at school. And they don't have that. So all you have now is to say to them, write it down, how proud you are of them, how courageous you see they're being, how helpful they're being in the kitchen or doing helping with the laundry or helping with their younger siblings. Write down and really thank them. Now, when I have private clients or some of my students, I ask the parents three questions. So you may want to use these three questions to guide your letter. I ask parents, what do you love most about your daughter or son? What do you love most about them? What are they really good at? What are they really good at? And what is your favorite memory? So if you want to take those three questions that I ask and write out a letter just answering those questions, that's going to, first of all, you're going to find that you're going to write for a long time. You're going to write like my mom. She would write pages and pages of a letter. So answer those three questions. What do you love most about your kid? What are they really good at? And what is your favorite memory of all time? Put that down on paper. If you do nothing else this week, and since we're all home, we have plenty of time to do this. Nothing else to do. Okay, what are we going to do today? We've been quarantined long enough that we're getting to have. Who's coming over today?
Oh, I get to have my grandchild today. My pumpkin pie, my curly curly, my string bean, my peanut head.
They've been tested. We've been quarantined. So
I get to see her today, and she gets to have a sleepover with me. So we're excited because we get to snuggle tonight because I have a doctor's appointment on Tuesday. And since I have to be out at, it's actually a medical, it's a hospital.
Yeah, it's a hospital.
So, because I'll be out amongst all these germs, I then have to quarantine again.
Back again.
14
so
days.
Won't be able to see her.
Before
yeah.
I even see her through the window.
Yeah.
So, today we're excited because she's coming over to spend the night with us. And Paul is cooking a great meal, some Italian dish. So, we're going to have a nice meal with garlic bread.
We've been keeping our circle very tight. I only see my mom. I see her on the weekends. And when I'm home, I don't really see anybody. I mean, I go for my runs and stay distant. So I've not been to the market for 5 weeks, I think. Oh, no. We went to Trader Joe's 3 weeks ago. That's really the last time I've been out. I think I need to go this week. So I might go out on Tuesday like you, and then we'll quarantine at the same time. Mm-hmm. So
we have ice cream, so we're good.
Oh, ice cream is good. But I've been gaining some weight, so I need to maybe go back to juicing. Okay, so write a letter. Show your love. Keep encouraging them. Education is the way out of whatever you're going through, poverty, you know, it's a way to change the trajectory of your family for sure. What do you love most? What is she or he really good at? And what is your favorite memory? Answer those three questions and write your answers this week. Okay.
And you know what? The kids could write their parents a letter too.
Because it's through your parents, guys, that they've guided you throughout your life. And now you're at graduation, about to be an adult and on your own. So let your parents know that you appreciate what they've done and that they too have been good parents, because just like you, we liked a little pat on our back too.
For sure. I don't know how many teens are watching this, but if you are, it's a great lesson. This week is National Volunteer Week also. Mom and I keep saying that we're going to give
donate blood.
She's actually a pretty consistent donor.
Yes.
But she hasn't donated because, you know, just fear and wanting to be safe. But that's on our list to do.
And we're going to take some food to food banks.
Yes, we are. We're going to take some food to food banks.
Yes.
So anyway, it's National Volunteer Week. I would recommend projectgivingkids.org. Lots of different options, especially for those of you who are in Los Angeles, San Francisco, or Boston. You can look up exactly what to do. So projectgivingkids.org is a great website that I recommend. For those of you who have college-bound teens, I'm offering a Jumpstarter workshop that will walk you through all the things that my mom talked about, financial aid. Oh, she's going to check on that. Financial aid takes you through what teachers you're going to ask, gives you helps with your college list. So it really walks you through the process of what to do with this college application. Okay. So,
wherever you are, whatever you're doing, make sure that you are safe and you keep other people safe.
There you go. Okay. We've gone over, thank you for your time and honoring us with being here today. And, We're doing this live through Zoom, so I don't know if you had questions. I can't figure out how to see both at the same time, so I apologize. But if you do have questions, go ahead and put comments in there, and I'll be sure to respond. But wherever you are, make sure you have a happy and
healthy.
Sunny, a healthy and healthy and sunny day.
Congrats to all the grads.
Congratulations to the graduates.
Congratulations.
Okay.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Okay, don't you just love my mom? She's heard me say my sign-off enough times that she knows what to say at the very end. But before I let you go, I have a tip, a tale, and a truth, as you know, I like to try to leave you with every single week. So here is the tip. Write a love note. Celebrate your teen's victories, small and large. And the tale just sums up what I just shared. And here's this. From the day I packed my bags for USC and left the comfort of my childhood home, I have lived in 15 different places. Yep. I've collected furniture, trinkets, books, journals, memories, and kitchen gadgets galore. Most important was this pale yellow box that contained an oversized envelope labeled Letters from Mom. So, yes, in that big envelope, I found over 20 love notes from really my childhood and into young adult. And actually, probably the latest one was when I was really in my 40s. My mom continues to write letters. So, the message is always the same in these letters, you should know. The message from my mom typically says something like, I love you, I'm proud of you, or I admire you. She reminds me, give your gift to others. Or my favorite one is, you'll always have me. That's one of my favorites. But here's the truth. Because of COVID-19, Mom and I have spent more quality time together. And for that, I am super grateful. The mandatory fun, the forced quality time, and the backyard spring break trips are a gift in a time where we take nothing for granted. Enjoy your time with your teen. Relish every single moment, every single hug, every single kiss goodnight, because you won't get this time back, ever. Okay. Whew. That is all I have for you today, my friends. Thank you for tuning in today. If this episode has in any way fueled your confidence or helped build your dreams, please share this episode with three people in the next 30 minutes. Parents and mentors, if you are feeling extra loving today, go to iTunes and write us a review. This helps other listeners find us and begin their journey to Destination University. Write a review today. You can also join the conversation in our Facebook group, Destination University. It's open to all parents, no matter your grade level. Come on over and join the conversation and get the insider scoop. If you would like to be a guest on the show, nominate someone, or you want to learn about SA camps or workshops, please visit my website at drcynthiacolon.com. That's DrCynthia. Colon is spelled colon.com. There you go. I'll see you next Wednesday at noon Pacific for another episode of Destination University. Until next week, wherever you are, may you have a happy and sunny day. Bye for now.
Thank you so much for listening this week to Destination University. Be sure to join Dr. Cynthia Colon again next Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Variety Channel, and get one step closer to your success. Are you ready to become the applicant every college wants to admit? Would you like to become the adult that models success? Then join the thousands of students, parents, and educators who have found the perfect solution. Dr. Cynthia Colon, author of Tips, Tales, and Truths for Teens, offers motivational and empowering workshops and keynote addresses for your school or organization. She fuels confidence in students on their road to university life. Cynthia coaches parents, educators, and professionals to model a success mindset for students. Go to drcynthiacolon.com to book her to speak, receive a free consultation, or have her as your personal coach. That's drcynthiacolon.com. Visit the site today.